You're welcome back to Religion Matters, KFM's weekly religion reflection and social issues programme. That was a piece called Tharanus, a Spirit Knave, taken from a CD from Lough Derg. Now, around this time last year, a new document was published by the Irish Bishops' Conference called Share the Good News. And I'm joined on the phone this morning by Brendan O'Reilly, Director of the National Catechetical Office, to talk about Share the Good News. Good morning, Brendan.
Good morning, Brenda.
This might get confusing, but we'll stick with the names we've been given. Brendan, what is Share the Good News?
Share the Good News, as you've just said, is a document that is produced by the Episcopal Conference, and it took about 6 years in total to produce this document, and it's a specific type of document called a directory. Every now and then, Rome sends out documents called directories to the entire church, and Rome encourages local churches to produce their own directories. Now, I suppose, really and truly, I should explain what a directory is. To your normal listeners, as soon as they hear the word directory, what immediately comes to mind is something like a telephone directory, which is a book that contains an alphabetical list of names. Well, when Rome issues a directory or asks a country to produce a directory, it can mean that, yes, you can buy a directory of all the various people who work for the church in Ireland. But this specific type of directory that took 6 years to produce is a book that gives direction for faith development. And whenever Rome produces an international directory, it is for faith development at an international level. And then this time last year, the Irish Church produced its first national directory for catechesis in Ireland. It's a directory, a book to give direction for faith development in Ireland.
Okay, now, I'm glad you explained that, because I would, you know, for our listeners, because I think the word directory sometimes can, as you said, be misinterpreted. But that's, I think, very, very clear. And thank you for that. Now, it has been a year since it was introduced. How has it been received so far?
Well, so far, we're at the beginning of the introductory stages for the directory. You see, the directory to give direction for faith development in Ireland is actually a 10-year plan. And the Episcopal Conference in Ireland sees faith development in Ireland actually being a slow process that will actually take 10 years. And the 10-year for faith development in Ireland has been neatly divided up into two sections. The first 2 years are really an exploratory reckoning as to how this is best, should best be done. And then after the 2 year period of really of an experimentation period, then the following 8 years is really the period for the rollout of it. So let me say, since it was launched this time last year, a committee has been working on the best way to make sure that the document is implemented. And what the committee has done to date so far is this: it has encouraged people to buy the directory. Now, so far, there's been about 6,000 copies of the directory have been bought, and there are still thousands of copies available in shops and online on the Veritas website and in Veritas shops. And besides the directory being bought and people looking at it and reading it, the committee that's tasked with the first 2 year implementation of the directory is in the process of carrying out pilot ventures at diocesan level, at interdiocesan level, at parish level, etc., etc., in order to try to discern the best way forward to make sure that the directory is implemented over a final 8 year period.
Now, sorry, excuse me, I'm very croaky this morning, as I've explained to my listener. I've been sipping on the lem sip there. Who should be buying this directory? Who should be reading it and who should be using it?
Now, that's a very good question, Brenda. First of all, let me say that this year that we're in, 2012, has seen two major developments in the Catholic Church in Ireland. One major event, really, is the Eucharistic Congress coming up in June of this year. And the second major event, which started really in Advent, is the introduction of the new Missal. Now, I would not like to think that this directory, that the new National Directory for Catechesis in Ireland, that this new directory is another new thing that people are to get excited about. No, it's not. This directory is a book that will give direction to everybody, no matter what they are engaged in church life. So if I was to take an example.
Yeah.
If you're a person who is involved with a parish pastoral council, you'd say to yourself, is this directory relevant to me? I would say to somebody like that, buy a copy of the directory, look up the index at the back, and look up and see where it mentions parish pastoral councils. And the directory should help you to do your work better on a parish pastoral council. If you are associated with a Catholic primary school or post-primary school, the directory should help you do whatever work you are doing in that school context better. If you're involved in adult faith development, if you're involved in some sort of an ecclesial movement, in some sort of a parish group, look up the directory, and the directory is there to hopefully give you direction to improve what you're doing. So in other words, the directory is not a new overall book that everybody should read and get busy about.
Sure.
The directory is there to help people who are already involved in various areas of church life to do what they are doing better.
Yeah, so in a sense, it's for people who are already busy doing things in church, it's to give them the direction, you know, into the future. I remember last January at the launch, Archbishop of Dublin, Diarmaid Martin, described this directory as a time bomb. Why did he call it a time bomb?
I suppose he described it as a time bomb from this point of view. For the past number of years, I suppose for the past number of decades, we have the idea in Ireland that catechesis, which basically is passing on the faith, we seem to have got the idea that catechesis, or the task of passing on the faith, is something that is involved with schools. And so you produce programs and books, and you put them into the hands of primary school children or post-primary school children, and teachers teach this material. And so the faith is passed on through schools. And the Archbishop of Dublin, along with many other people, have come to the conclusion that actually, believe it or not, this is not the way the faith is passed on. The faith is not passed on in school. Schools are important. The faith is actually passed on at home and with adults. It's adults who pass on the faith, adults in all sorts of contexts, usually as parents of children. And so what the Archbishop of Dublin was saying was, listen, this is a time bomb. It's time now that we saw that the new direction for faith development does not actually just alone take place in schools. It should really take place with adults. And so he's saying, this is the time bomb. We need to change our focus and our direction and our emphasis and be thinking in terms of catechesis involved with parishes, with adults at home, and with adults in the parish setting. And of course, we're not going to forget about the schools. That's why he was saying it was a time bomb. And this is one of the tasks for the direction of faith development in Ireland over the next number of years, is to get adults involved.
I think that sounds fantastic, and I suppose it's an acknowledgement that as a church maybe we have neglected the faith formation of adults, and you know we've I suppose assumed a lot. So it's good to see something concrete like this happening. Are we the only country that has produced a directory, or other bishops' conference doing it as well?
Now, believe it or not, we seem to be the third English-speaking country to have produced its own national directory. The first English-speaking country was the United States of America, and they produced their own directory, and the Philippine Islands produced their own directory also, and then we are the third English-speaking directory. Now, there are other directories in other languages, some on the continent, some in Spanish and French and German, but we're the third in the English language. But there are quite a lot of countries who have not even started, who haven't even begun to produce a directory, and believe it or not, there are some countries who produced directories, sent them to Rome for recognition or for approval, and they were turned down. So that it is a great achievement for the Irish Church, A, to have produced a directory, and B, to have got an official recognitio from Rome for our directory.
That is good news. How can people get their hands on the directory if they want to buy it? How can they buy it?
Well, I suppose the easiest way of buying it is to go to any Veritas shop, and there are Veritas shops scattered throughout the country, and to buy the directory. I think it's something like €16.95. It's around €17, something like that.
Yeah.
And or they can buy it online at www.veritas.ie, and you can order it online there.
And there's a Veritas shop in Naas, so they should definitely have copies of it there.
They should have, yes.
Brendan, we have to leave it there. Thank you so much for joining us and for explaining what the Share the Good News initiative is, and we wish you continued success with it.
Thank you very much, Brendan.
And Happy New Year.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
That was Brendan O'Reilly talking to me about Share the Good News, and you can follow the conversation about Share the Good News on Facebook and Twitter using Share the Good News. It's time for some more music, and this is Listen from the Vards.